Das ist so immer nur mit dem Fisch aus.
I clean the fish. You clean the fish and pluck the chickens.
So a woman says, she doesn't look at poison.
Clean the fish?
Because I never was with an open head. So I had a little head. Very pensible. A black one was a
fancy.
One, but it was, very
elegant.
Elegant. She doesn't look like a poison. Clean the chicken and grubs in. But I left.
Were you singing? Were you still singing there?
Yeah.
The chickens?
Yes. Oh, yeah, if no one was in the store, if somebody was in the store, I wouldn't sing. But I would talk to them.
Oh.
But he has children, under from the husband, boy, 16, 17 years older. He used to take the children's teapot to throw away.
Oh.
I felt like killing him. And there was, he had a good friend, the little boy, he has a good friend, a joyman, a little boy. He was so cute, he used to run and pick up the kippah and bring it. Once he comes, our son comes in and said, what's his name? Jake is a Jew already. I become a Jew. He's wearing a hat. My little boy said that to me. But Jake is already a Jew.
You have already the two boys. Is this why you're pregnant with the...
With my daughter, Kenny.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, before I said the name of the city, maybe Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Elizabeth was a rabbi. When he had a son, the same age as our oldest son, and he came the time already for them to learn. We gave him in school, public school. It was in fourth grade, I think, kindergarten, fourth grade. And he wanted, he should learn, so he made a little school. So when they told us about, we took out two boys there. In all together, they have maybe seven or eight children. They have all kind of grades, two children in a grade, and one teacher for the Hebrew and for English. So they were learned there for a few weeks. And it was a hard life. But it didn't bother me. The children went in school. And then they begin to learn the Gemara, the oldest, the two boys, the rabbi's boy and our son. So they hired a man to learn with them. But I don't know, they didn't like it. I don't know what happened. He took out the boy, the rabbi. I think he died already at that time. But a daughter got married, and he took over the rabbi. Now he's learning. He's very, very much known, Rabbi Teitz.
Oh, I've heard of Teitz.
He's on the telephone. He's learning Gemara and everything. He took over at that time. So they took the boy. Took him in New York, in a yeshiva. So we took out our boys also. For one boy, they wouldn't hold our Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
So we took her in the little one also, one going to one house, one here, one there. So he came out, said, what are you doing? Why you took out the children? Why you took out the child? He's a rabbi, he's a sheikh, but we are all the same Jews. So that became a nice, a new story. We had to, they didn't have a dormitory, so we had to rent a place where to stay for them to sleep and eat and to go in yeshiva. So it was very hard on us, but that's it. Came summer. Summer is business also not so good. Chicken doesn't go so much. On the Neatlonica holiday, because it's no English, summertime they're going to greet a half a day.
Yes.
So for that, we should keep the children there and pay so such a big money. It was too hard on us, we couldn't make it. So we took the children home. On three times, he went in the morning to show him the way, how to go in Brooklyn.
Okay, yeah.
So two buses, until the train in Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is taking the train until Evans Street there. And then they have to take the subway until to come to the yeshiva. So it took him maybe an hour and a half to travel. But they're changing so much. So three times he showed them the way. Four times they show him the way, that they know how to go. When they used to go, by 1 o'clock they're supposed to come home. I used to watch outside. So the bus is coming from there and there, my pistol. Like, used to miss the bus, you know. Remember, we didn't stop to send them. One day, it came 11 o'clock. In Tel Aviv, it came 11 o'clock. And meanwhile, that was already later. It was already, we had already another son. He's in Israel. He came up with a defect. He tried to take him with the
forceps. And they hurt his shoulder.
So he needs exercises. But we couldn't, so the doctor lived also in New Jersey, but in a different place, twice a week, don't remember how much. I used to take somebody to take me there, but there came a time we couldn't pay. So he used to never tell me anything, never ask me for money, but used to send every month a bill. And here also, so I don't know what happened, the children came 11 o'clock. And I don't know, they said, why? They said, let's go, that because we didn't pay the tuition. So I said, no, go. He says, I'm not going to tell you. So I got dressed in my fancy clothes, and I went. And I said, I came over and I said, who I am? I said, if somebody cannot pay, you send the guy with children? He says, no. So how do you know who can, who cannot? But then I was told that you can pay. You didn't. There was the main teacher, was a man who knows us also from Lubavitch. I says, ask Rabbi Rifkin who we are, or with people who don't want to pay, or we can't pay. He says, he's a friend of you, he's gone. He wouldn't
say it.
So I says, look, we cannot pay now, but we not stop sending the children in yeshiva, because money, I doubt now, I'm thinking, how can to make such things to think even? I says, money, I can hope even when I'll get old to have. It can happen such thing, but make the children what we want them to make, to learn. Children.
You can't wait.
You cannot even hope to make them when I'll get old. Now they have to learn. And then it says, well, if you don't want to, you cannot open my heart and show me. But I had the pill from the doctor. I took up the pill and I said, look, we have a child with a defect from boy, and I'm going for treatments. We opened that time $90. It was
a lot of money.
$90 was a lot. I says, not only never asked me, not only sent me away without a treatment, he never asked me. And the noise treats me very nice. In fact, she took away once in the yard and took a picture with the child, the baby, because she loved him very much. When she took a picture for herself and gave a picture to me, I said, this is a doctor, a goy, not a Yiddish doctor. The kinder from school not gelernt. They'll morgen kommen weiter lernen. Schicken Geld, then we don't get it.
So you said, when we have the money, we'll pay.
And then I had the money.
And I think I know the policy of the yeshiva here. Here I know a child cannot pay, they still are in school.
Since then, you know, when a parent coming in a house to ask him, he asks him how much is it, he asks him how much he can pay. He says, if I'll make a mistake with a lot of, because a lot of people taking advantage of it. a lot of people take advantage of it. But said, even between 10, it come born, will be like ours. I cannot do it. And I always remember what I told him, a goy, a doctor, a goy, had no problem. Came in the world and get Nicht nur kämen nicht gebeten, da weg geschickt mir von einem Treatment. Ich meine, kämen nicht gebeten, ich habe never said more. It's a very nice space always.
Was this a Lubavitch school he went to?
Lubavitch school, that would be.
No.
But it was in New York.
It was in, I don't want to even mention because the man died very soon after that. I was a young man, I feel very bad about it. But, He is not, it wasn't his fault, somebody told us. Somebody told us that we have what we don't want to take. So whatever it is.
It's funny how things, because I think that experience for you and your husband made
yes.
A philosophy
yes,
at your school.
Yes, yes. From a lot of things you can see that there is something higher what the rules devolved.
And it's why it's so important to talk to you, because you give your life and the rabbi's life makes
completely we gave
makes the understand the school.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. The rabbi didn't want to teach you. Did he ever teach his own children?
Sure.
He taught his own children.
His children, he taught here also.
And he taught here.
But he doesn't have any time. He wants to run around
he
to get
around
the money.
To get the money. Yeah,
he likes like more to teach than to go around. But he can do it.
Only he can get the money. Who did they tell me? What somebody said that this building is a miracle.
It is.
It's a miracle because if they needed windows that day, the rabbi went around and got money for windows. Whatever they needed.
It's not so easy. Yes. It begins with nothing. The people who should say, what are you doing? I said, no, but I have to do it. And it's come little by little. He has pledges on $10,000 or $20,000. And that cost over a half a million. So he went into big debts. But when they made time it's helped a little bit. Until now, that's why it's when you believe, when you're living, when you're looking what's going on, you can see that it's not normal. It's something higher than what we can understand what's going on.
Because, and that's why your life, that's why it's because your life explains that school.
That's right. That's right.
And he did teach though.
He did teach in the beginning. He used to teach.
And did you ever teach?
No, I didn't. I didn't teach, but I worked. We spread boxes, pushkes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I used to go out 9 o'clock. We used to live on Beachwood Boulevard. We lived there by Nados. Nados lived downstairs.
Yes.
Beachwood,
before they moved. Mm-hmm.
She lived for a while, they lived there. So we lived downstairs, she lived upstairs. We lived upstairs, she lived downstairs. So yeah, I used to go out in the morning, 9 o'clock, and I come about 2, 3 o'clock afternoon, to go to the old Sparrow Hill, up and down the steps, collect money, pushkes. Then we had a auxiliary. So I was never the president, but I was the main worker in it to make like meetings. Meetings was where they had to prepare everything, they had to make cakes, and they cannot make a meeting if not. Like Pesach, all of this, Halmei Pesach, they make a meeting in where we lived with Kelly,
mm-hmm.
A dinner. A meeting was a dinner, fish. I was busy. Then my husband went to the high school. In the beginning we had only the elementary school. So he hired a house, but now it's now there is a big house. They tear off some houses.
Oh.
Bartlett Street and Beacon between.
Oh, wait a second. Is that Bartlett or?
That was on Beacon Street. Because the second house could call there.
Yeah, okay.
It turned over, I think, now. So we had ended for the boys. All we lived on the second floor in toilet floor there. So we had that toilet floor, those rooms we needed to use. But so they called back a day, 2 days, the day we did, supposed to come, somebody called me up. They didn't like it much, so they have this school, so because they had already the Hill Academy.
Right, that's right.
Right in the back, so they didn't know it. So I don't know what they did. They called me up that they changed their mind, they don't want to give up the place. So I was thinking, what should I do? If I should call up now, the last minute, before they leave in New York, then the general could. And I know my husband wanted very much the high school. So I said them, and they called me up there to go. I called them up, they should go, not a big leader should come, which would move up.
To your house. How many boys?
7, 8 boys. And a teacher.
And they stayed with you?
And the beginning is Dawn lived. That also the same place. So they took a couple of boys to sleep by them. And the rest slept by us. And I prepared the food. Then they stopped, but then they did sleep, a few of them, a few sleep by us. But by the supper time, I used to have 18 people to supper. So my daughter, Blumele now got born, she was a little baby that time. So she had 4 children. So the boy, she had 3 children. My couple of children, they weren't married yet. Whatever it is, we had 18 people, so I worked like this a whole winter. Until one of my legs became like this. So I went to the doctor, and he says, if you do not get an operated right away on the varicose veins, your leg will blow up. It said the name of it.
Phlebitis?
No, there's something that blows up.
Oftentimes.
So I went in the hospital, they made operate at me. He came home, my husband with my son-in-law on a chair, brought me upstairs, and they took a woman to cook. That was the, they had like a baby, but that was my work. And then also, I worked with the women. I worked a lot. But
not in the school teaching.
No. First of all, I didn't have that. I wasn't learning in Jewish so good. English, Russian, I learned more.
Ah, that's right.
Then women very little learned that time.
Yes.
Just to read Davin.
Why
she left Elizabeth?
Oh, okay. So you went, and why did you leave Elizabeth?
What?
Why did you leave from, because I think the Rebbe told him. And Elizabeth, from Elizabeth, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. How did you get to Pittsburgh?
When Elizabeth is Vizra Vega in Nacharayim, one of our people came over, and they said that in Chicago, is a very good idea to make people, to learn them what's going on. Mm. But you have to get some kind of a job. So they had in one shul, the man who took care died. If you take that place, you'll be able to do whatever you want. So we went there, he did, but he wasn't satisfied. He didn't like it too much. It was 5 years we were there. In this time, the Rebbe came already to live in America. So he went to the Rebbe, of course, and he told him exactly what's going on there. Meanwhile, he had a lot of friends already in Chicago, and it was very, the time was very good. It was, I don't remember, was the Second World War again. So it was pretty, exciting, and people made a lot of money that time.
Yes.
So one of the good friends wanted to open a hardware store, but he couldn't give up his own work what he did. So he wanted to put my husband in the bed. You don't need any money, he has money, you know, on the big 50-50% business. He saw that he's good. A lot of people told him, you should be a businessman, it would make a lot better.
He's a magician.
So when the Rebbe came, he told him that he don't like to be there, when I had now opportunity to become a businessman. So the Rebbe looks at him. I'll say in Jewish. I have so little people with whom to work. How can I let you go to open a business? Go in Pittsburgh and open a yeshiva.
Why not open a yeshiva in Chicago? Was there one?
I guess there was. He said, he had that idea. Pittsburgh, he says, is between New York and Chicago. But Chicago was very, very, like all over, very against the religious. So it'd be very hard. Here is another place. And from here, we find out later, there was a man, I know the children of them, used to write to the Rebbe, they just sent somebody here, because all the children were going. So they said, it's a between the Chicago and New York, it's good to, you should go there and open a yeshiva. I'll give out the name from him, like, go open a yeshiva.
That's it?
That's all.
That's all?
That's all.
No, how, where?
No. And then we find out in my...
No training program.
You know, a couple of months before us, in Cleveland is a big yeshiva.
Tell Yeshiva.
So Tell the Yeshiva came here because there are a lot of people from Tell the Yeshiva from Amor, Givano, that time, 4 years ago, they were. So they came here, they want to open a yeshiva here.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to all the rabbis and they had stayed there for I don't know how long, but they couldn't do anything. They didn't want it, they didn't let them. And here comes a man, he couldn't speak English, but he was dressed just like he's dressed now. Nicky Weiss, it was a black bear, but still a bear. But he comes and there was not even one person here.
Not one.
No poison. When he comes here, he came by himself and I stayed there. He went up a day after Tisha B'Av, the middle of the summer. When I came here, New Year's. 5-6 months I was there by myself. On Fertunal Friday, used to go a whole day from house to house to ask children. They looked at him like, I'm shaking him. I want to open a yeshiva with a kindergarten or a pre-nursery. You want children from great children. They should take up public school and give it to Rabbi Posner to make him for a good American citizen. Doesn't look crazy. I'm thinking myself, I won't do it. how can they do such a thing? If I would be like them. It's not normal.
No.
They unite. Then I'll tell you how it comes. He came to Mrs. Bolson. Mm. You know the old Mrs. Bolson. Her father, her husband didn't care about it. Her father was a religious man. And he sent one of his sons in Philadelphia at that time, was kind of a yeshiva. So she knew about a yeshiva. When he came here, and she was very friendly to him, so he used to come to her. And meanwhile, there was neighbors on Douglas Street. I forgot the name, so. But it was a child on a uncle, but almost about the same age. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they was talking, Mrs. Bolton said, maybe we should send babies. So they said, if you go send your children, we'll send our children, the three children. With these three children, we opened the yeshiva. So,
and did he do the teaching, the rabbi post?
He began to teach.
Where was it?
In Oakland.
In Oakland.
In a house?
In a house.
Somebody's
on
house?
Niagara? The first street thing coming from here,
Juliet Street?
No, second. Was after. Ellsworth Avenue.
Ellsworth. In somebody who lived there, somebody had a house?
No, a whole. They rented a whole house.
A small house,
not a big house. But they rented that house and they stayed in that house. Then this is Mr. Donner was shown, he has a sister. They are the children. So, She was a teacher in English, but one thing what he did, what he watched, my husband, the English should be 100% good, mm-hmm. because he knew without a good English, he wouldn't have a school. So he didn't care how much a teacher has to know. The best should be for the English department. But she became a teacher, but they have a farm.
Sachs, Rachel Lee Sachs's mother.
Rachel Lee Sachs, mother-in-law.
Okay, Hershey's mother.
Fanny Sachs,
yeah.
Maybe you heard about
yes,
her.
Yes,
she was
yes,
a wonderful
yes.
person. She says, she told that story once, but I did it. She says, it was three or four children. So one says, Rabbi Posner comes in the house, and he sees that one child is missing. So first she says he got white, then got red. Mm-hmm. And he says to me, what happened to him? She says, he's sick, he's a dying thing.
He was worried they took the child.
Hey, he's sick, so tomorrow you get well.
And tomorrow
they took out the child.
He would never
That was the beginning of our school.
And today, how many children is there?
250. And if he would have the place now, the school is known all over the United States. We're having children for high school from all over the United States. And he says that the best children, the best school, one came from California, a father, and he says that he called up Board of Education to find out from the all these schools, where is the best school? He said, Pittsburgh. That the best school.
When I talked there for mm-hmm. a week, while they were looking for an English teacher.
And now children going from
Minneapolis.
From all over. Kenny gets now telephone calls they want to come to give children for next year. But we don't have place there together. We cannot put them in houses just like this.
Yes,
so we have for boys we have a dormitory only for 8 boys there, and the rest of them are spreading by the teachers. And the girls also. It's hard, we don't have it, no place. But the school is, in the English, they are, and in Hebrew, Rabbi Brody, the children going by us, he's the
yeah.
teacher
uh-huh.
there.
Yeah.
So he says, the two children she have now in Israel,
yeah.
the older was also in Israel, they're having from them, they're telling him that wherever they're going, they say they're so good prepared, outstanding, that the Hebrew, it's not the Hebrew, they don't care, but just of the English. You see, everything should be the best.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you used to be head up to here in
well.
That.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes from you have to do that for the school, do it. If it make good the school, do it. And nachher in Lorenz around to look for more. That's our work.
Did he ever, the Rebbe in New York, does he realize what worked?
The Rebbe knows. The Rebbe knows. Oh, the Rebbe.
Now it's not
this Rebbe Sanders. Yeah. That's the son-in-law.
Yeah.
But he knows. Uh-huh. He knows everything.
He knows that this is all
for
nothing.
You know the children. you know, what kind of children we have, what kind of grandchildren. This is, even in Lubavitch, they don't have another family like this. Thank God, that's why I said, I'm so happy. I had a hard life, both of us, went through very much, still going through problems. Mm-hmm. But I'm grateful. Because what if I would be rich, so what? So what would be to me now? My feet wouldn't wait me.
I have to ask another question. Are you still singing? Are you still singing?
No. I had something in my life to break me up.